Welcome to the Yourself Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcasts. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is George Redhead from Norwich Business School. He recently published an article entitled "Is Home Where the Heart Is?" Investigating the relationship between hometown and entrepreneurship. He co-authored this paper with Sografia Bica. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. George, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic, and what is the question you aim to answer?
Yeah, sure. So this paper was inspired by growing post-pandemic spatial inequalities in non-core regions, as we see economic activity nowadays being increasingly concentrated in major cities. So observing the resilience of micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, in a peripheral urban case study in the UK, Norwich, we aim to explore the overlooked role of hometowns in shaping entrepreneurial activities. So despite the rich sociological literature on home that we've seen in recent years, entrepreneurship studies actually rarely engage with the emotional, social and spatial dimensions of home. So to address this empirical, phenomenological and theoretical gap, we asked the question, how is the concept of hometown recounted in entrepreneurial storytelling?
What are the main contributions of your paper?
So our research develops a relational processual model of hometown entrepreneurship, uncovering diverse actor coexistence based on two mechanisms of place attachment. The first of which was degrees of localness. So traditionally, literature often viewed the difference between locals and non-locals as a binary, either you're local or you're not. We instead revealed that this is actually more of a continuum, and how the continuum between local and non-local storytelling within a hometown context can actually have notable exclusionary implications for entrepreneurial processes, influencing access to local information flows, business networks, and decision makers. The second of which is the boomerang effect. So this reframes return migration from the instrumentally rigid leave, learn, return perspective, often put forward in returnee entrepreneurship literature. And we instead view it as more of a sociocultural detach experience revalue territorial reintegration process. So essentially, their entrepreneurial storytelling described how individuals lost an affinity for their hometown, how they then left to experientially enhance their lives, be it through education, work, or life experience, and then returned with reevaluated priorities. And this process builds human capital and inspires entrepreneurial intentions, harnessing one's localness and reintegrating back into the local entrepreneurial ecosystem. So these contributions challenge traditional economic views of home, moving us beyond mere geographic location or materiality used instrumentally to aid the entrepreneurship process. So really, we emphasize home's multi-layered nature and the significance of it for entrepreneurship, reinforcing the importance of networks and being well known in a local area, as we found newcomers were actually only tentatively given legitimacy. And from presenting this paper and conferences and chatting with colleagues worldwide, we've actually discussed how this model can be seen globally, so it offers fresh perspectives on how migration, place, and entrepreneurship intersect in overlooked peripheral urban areas.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Well, theoretically speaking, the growing body of literature on home has expanded significantly, given the newfound significance of the concept amidst rising business closures seen within the post-pandemic venturing context. However, this has led to quite a few disputes about home's inherently contested multi-layered nature. So what remained underexplored was how these disputes interact with entrepreneurial processes across different spatial contexts. So conceptualizing hometown as a dynamic, multi-scalar construct that transcends static notions of geographic location was quite a challenge. To address this, we tried to clarify, you know, the multidimensionality of a hometown context by examining its multi-scalar levels of how we understand home in relation to existing entrepreneurship research. So, for example, the micro level represents research on the household. The meso level, we're looking more at hometown, community, or neighborhood. and the macro level represents home as nation. So this was really to challenge the notion of home as a perceived uniformity, which was often put forward in previous research. The idea that home means the same for everyone, or everyone's experiences are similar within a certain spatial context, simply doesn't hold true. Home means different things to different people with different migration patterns. So through bridging disciplines like sociology, regional development, and entrepreneurship, we were able to integrate those more emotional, social, and spatial dimensions into the study of hometown entrepreneurship. So this micro, meso, macro framework enabled us to move beyond academic debates bogged down by disputes over the internally complex features of home, and instead view hometown as more of a composite concept, you know, the sum of its diverse internal elements. So this subsequently enabled us to offer fresh insights into how diverse entrepreneurs do and feel home. Methodologically speaking, well, we employed a qualitative approach, and employing a life story qualitative approach allowed us to capture the lived experiences of entrepreneurs. So it helped to balance the richness of our participants' narratives while mitigating potential researcher bias. While we all know qualitative research can lack generalizability, it offered the chance to get deeply contextualized explanations, which were particularly valuable here to counter this empirical, phenomenological, and theoretical gap. While our sample size may initially appear small, we mitigated this with multimodal research using a critical incident methodological approach to demonstrate how diverse forms of entrepreneurial agency deploy culture. And this approach helped to advance entrepreneurship research aiming to capture the symbolic meanings of place, while also recognizing individuals' capacity to construct meanings within their own social environments.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise, or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
Biggest surprise? I think for me, the biggest surprise was moral obligation over profit. So even like nowadays, we see times of rising costs. Participants often prioritize moral obligation and buying local, supporting their community and other independent businesses over economic rationality. So it really highlights the deeply embedded cultural values driving MSME vibrancy in peripheral urban places. And this actually led on to another surprise. So these hometown ties help drive the microeconomy of local independent MSMEs and are rightly romanticized as fostering community vibrancy. But our research of diverse actor coexistence also highlights the other side of the coin. We found that entrepreneurs with fewer local ties face more barriers to accessing resources and decision-making opportunities, which may encourage ethnocentrism, restricting innovation and opportunities for diverse migrants, while also providing a way for entrepreneurs to buffer against chains and multinationals from overwhelming peripheral urban places. And another surprising finding was the sheer prevalence of return migration among participants. So this really highlighted how popular the phenomenon is in peripheral urban areas. It's important to note this wasn't something we set out to explore at the start of our research, but this was actually something that emerged from the data. And contrary to expectations within the returnee entrepreneurship literature, we found that everyday entrepreneurs return primarily for social motivations, such as a sense of belonging, community, or wishing to start a family, rather than purely instrumental or economic reasons. These returned migrants actually reintegrated seamlessly into the local networks, leveraging both their pre-existing connections, so perhaps people they went to school with are now working in certain industries, and then they're using those connections to help combine with those external experiences that they had when they was away to foster entrepreneurial renewal on return to their hometown. So this adaptability really demonstrates how cyclical migration actively strengthens local entrepreneurial ecosystems, offering a unique perspective on how mobility and rootedness can coexist.
What are the main implications of your work for managers, practitioners, policymakers, managers in general?
Well, for entrepreneurs, we found it's important to build local networks and understand hometown dynamics to help navigate any potential exclusionary barriers. For newcomers to an area, a focus on strategic engagement with local communities can help gain legitimacy and access resources. For example, leveraging buy local initiatives can help to build trust and loyalty while remaining aware of the socio-spatial dynamics that influence local markets. And for policymakers or community development practitioners, we recommend a shift towards our more inclusive model of hometown entrepreneurship that can bridge those divides between returnees, locals, and migrant entrepreneurs. And within this, we recommend really recognizing the significant role of family and community, particularly for returnees, and how these peripheral urban areas often provide excellent opportunities for starting a family. It may be beneficial for these areas to avoid policies modeled on large cities and fast-growing economies dominated by clustering effects, instead considering fostering diverse activities that encourage growth, such as exploring more patient forms of capital investment tailored to venture development stages may prove more useful. Also, targeted public spending on newcomers, focusing on asset-based community development, can help to overcome those divides and strengthen local social infrastructure, connecting returnees with both local and migrant entrepreneurs to help bridge knowledge or expertise gaps. And as well as this, we recommend harnessing those cyclical migration patterns that you may see within place and a return to a hometown as an opportunity to both retain external knowledge and experience while still fostering a sense of belonging. And essentially, we found these insights are really important as we're seeing nowadays declining entrepreneurship rates, business closures, and post-pandemic inequalities continue to undermine non-core regions. By addressing these challenges, our research provides actionable strategies for fostering sustainable growth, inclusive entrepreneurship, and regional development.
Thanks a lot, George, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Is Home Where the Heart Is? Investigating the Relationship Between Hometown and Entrepreneurship. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ed.com and on main podcast platforms.
Thank you.